What time's it over at? Well, that is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got lights.
What time's it over at?
Are you worried? Is your ankle tag going to go off? Do you have those for the people out on license? Yeah. What do you call them here? We call them Chav Nav.
What time's it over?
Where do you need to fucking be?
I need to be outside Supermax asking people if they'll buy me chips.
They're open late. What do I think of what? West Ireland. What do I think of the west of Ireland? I like it. I mean, of course I fucking like it. All my people are from Limerick, so... I don't know why you're cheering that. I'd stab you as soon as look at you. Now, obviously, that's a joke. I'd never stab anyone, and that is why they made my family leave. We didn't fit in.
We took the soup.
What? Oh, we did. Who's this crazy bin? Hi. What are you saying, love?
My husband is having my
divorce. Your husband? There's hope for everyone. Someone's married it. Your husband loves rap music? Well, I'd struggle to give a fuck. I think we've already assessed your husband has got some very unusual tastes. Are you broken? Does your husband drink heavily? Because if he doesn't, I'd suggest he starts. Try and fucking get through this. Jesus. The fuck is she talking about? My boyfriend likes rapping. Fucking hell. Anything to fucking drown you out, I would imagine. What do I think of the what?
The Irish famine.
What do I think of the Irish famine? Well, I try and see the positive in life. You know, obviously my family were involved in that. Remember the bit earlier where I told you I was from fucking Limerick? I don't think you can put that one on me, son. But let's try and dress it up, shall we? Let's say the Irish famine. I mean, you say that. I view it as very hardcore intermittent fasting. I have a piece of bread and a potato and then nothing for 90 years. And then I'm back on full titos. I think... Yeah, what's the old joke, isn't it? How many potatoes does it take to kill an Irishman? None. That's our fucking heritage. At least we can fucking laugh about it. That's the thing. I think when you can start to laugh about something, that's when you know there's a bit of healing going on. We'll be all right. I mean, some of us are still mentally damaged.
Sure.
I see she's got over the fucking famine, though, hasn't she? Right. No, I'm not. I don't want to be a dick about it, but who would put her on the balcony? What about the people below? That's an accident waiting to happen. I'll tell you, she can take a joke. and three cocks.
Go on. Yeah.
You were in a cafe today. Ah, Jesus, you got all the best stories, haven't you? Here am I with my fucking jokes and you're sitting on that fucking classic.
Did you not hear?
I was in a cafe today. I feel that's aspirational for you. I feel like you were maybe outside a cafe asking people to buy you a cup of tea. What, sorry?
This is for me.
This is for me.
My 5 seconds of fame to have broken.
What? What are you saying?
My 5 seconds of having Jimmy Carr to myself.
I don't know if we have a code word for security, but baby reindeer, baby reindeer. I feel like I wake up from this with fucked ankles. Jesus. 1 5 seconds. No.
Start in Mayo.
Why did you start in Mayo? What the fuck are you talking about? Well, start what? I didn't. We're 10 months into this tour. I see he's playing Mayo, must be the first one. Hey, Jimmy, my name is Amy. I'm here with my sister, Emma. All right, fucking don't cry, Emma. Before I move to Japan next month, your comedy literally got me through the worst of times, and my dream is to get into comedy too. Life goal is to get a heckle from you. Huh, okay. Well, where's Amy? Where are you, Amy? Well, which one am I fucking looking? Well, where the fuck is she first? No, it's Amy I'm looking for, right? Yeah. Well, where the fuck is Amy? Hi. Hi, Amy. How are you? Well, I'm good. So are you moving to Japan?
Yeah.
Okay, Japan's fucking incredible. It's like going off planet. It's amazing. How long are you going to go for?
A year.
A year. Good luck to you. I mean, I can't find fault. Fucking amazing. I'd say it's quite the culture shock from Castle Bar. Jesus, you're going, I mean, like, the future is here, but it's not evenly distributed. And I'm saying you're going from fucking 1970s to fucking 2030 in one flight. Fucking fair play to you. Fucking Japan, this girl's the future. How old are you, Amy?
29.
You're 29. I'd get into comedy. What the world needs is more funny women that do comedy. So I would spend, if you're there for a year, enjoy Japan and Japanese culture, watch a lot of comedy, and then sort of decide what you like, and your sense of humor will come out of that. But I would just watch lots, kind of, make it a part of your life. Watch something every day, and then, try and start writing, and then try, when you come back, try and do some small gigs. There's great places to play, the International in Dublin's a great place to start. Good luck. Give it a go. Thanks. I mean, the advice I normally give people that say that, I want to be a comedian is, and maybe this is more fitting, suck this, we'll see how you do. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, I do.
I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets. And then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny. So can you. Come and see me.